are back. This is your Friday morning indie wake-up call right here, right now on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. It's me, your host, Jesse Bell, and you just heard KIA with Mrs. Major Tom. We also had music from Paper Tiger. That's Paper T-Y-G-E-R Tiger. You Will Suffer What You Leave Behind. We had a new release from Press Gang Mutiny. That was Departure. We heard Lumpfish, who is part of our Airwave YGK residency for 2026. More of that coming in the late spring, early summer. And that was their latest release called Valens. We heard from Chire with Notre Dame de Tente. And we had music from Mario Pujia, Hesando Verias Cosas. And we kicked it all off with local queen, absolute icon, Piner, and their newest release, Odelia. And folks, I hate to keep harping on this Olympic thing, but simultaneously, the gold medal hockey game was obviously heartbreaking, but yes, it gave me more ammunition to take aim at my both favorite and least favorite member of the Trump presidential administration, which is FBI Director Kash Patel, who may genuinely be, and this is a huge, huge honor, considering all of the incredibly incompetent people appointed in this administration, all the criminals, all the creeps, all the crooks, Kash Patel might actually be the least competent and qualified person to ever hold any kind of power within the U.S. government. This is a man who, since basically day one, the main focus of his time as FBI director is just posting on Twitter. That's it. That's kind of all he does. Him and then his now resigned but former partner in crime, literally, Dan Bongino. All they would do is just coordinate Twitter posts together. This is the director of the FBI. His primary concern was driving clicks and engagements on his tweets. Well, one of the constant knocks about Kash Patel since he's taken over is his absolute love of taking the FBI private jet just all over the world. Not for anything work-related, mind you. No, he's taking it for, you know, a joyride to go see his Swiss-American country singer girlfriend perform the national anthem at a national wrestling freestyle competition. He wasn't going to see the competition. He was going to see his girlfriend sing, like, for 90 seconds. Great use of FBI resources. Or, as was reported on earlier this week, thanks to several, and I imagine there have got to be dozens of whistleblowers in this administration because they're watching just like craven, stupid creeps destroy their country. But the Brown shooting that took place in December, you may or may not recall this, the FBI's tactical response to it, so ostensibly, they're supposed to be there kind of as soon as possible to collect forensic data, you know, basic crime scene investigation stuff. Well, they were delayed because Kash Patel took one jet and then had the other jet that they have basically on standby. So he used one and then made the other one completely unusable for anybody else in the administration, which meant that FBI agents had to drive for like 9 hours through a snowstorm to make it to the scene of the crime. It was also revealed, and this one, I think, is tied intrinsically to some Jesse lore. The Charlie Kirk assassination, Kash Patel, also delayed the investigation by a full day because they couldn't get access to one of his FBI jets. This man is actively impeding his own organization's investigations, including ones into extremely high-profile crimes like the Brown slash, it turns out, nuclear physicist shootings and the assassination of Charlie Kirk. All of this, of course, is going on in the midst of, at least last I checked, the whole Savannah slash Nancy Guthrie kidnapping debacle. So Kash Patel, the dumbest boy who ever lived, frequent flyer mile collector, probably, given how he looks and how his girlfriend looks, being extorted by some foreign organization in the classic honeypot scheme. Incredible work, Kash Patel. One eye on crime, one eye on everything else. So, watching him chug beers with the And this might be on my mind because I'm going through Rick Westhead's tremendous book, We Breed Lions, which talks about specifically Hockey Canada and how the corrupt, horrid culture that is, like, hockey culture is formed. But a lot of that is applicable to the United States as well. So watching Kash Patel, probably the person who has done the most in human history to cover up, like, sex crimes. So watching him party with a bunch of American hockey players, I'm like, yeah, this is very on brand for that administration. And I will leave it at that. But I had to rant and rave about Kash Patel. So thank you for bearing with me. Let's get back to the tunes. And this is a bit of a throwback to late 2024. Coming up next, oh yeah, this is another track from a CFRC alumnus, CFRC volunteer, the great Forged Reins. And this is a release off their Deconstruction in Progress 2024 EP. This is Rush Hour on your Friday morning indie wake-up call.
The Office of VP Research offers undergraduate students meaningful opportunities to engage in discovery-based learning and to develop research and presentation skills through their Undergraduate Student Summer Research Fellowship and the Undergraduate Student Research Award. Do you self-identify as a Black or Indigenous person? There are allocated funds through the USRA to help address the disproportionate underfunding of Black and Indigenous scholars at the undergraduate level. All projects are paid full-time work under the guidance of a faculty researcher and run from May through August. Application intake and deadlines are set by each department, so contact your department supervisor today. Application intake and deadlines are set by each department, so contact your department or supervisor today. Access the website to learn more, queensu.ca/VPR/resources/undergraduate. For general inquiries, contact Tracy Allen at allent@queensu.ca.
Hi, my name is Genevieve, and I'll be hosting Peace, Love, and Jenny on CFRC 101.9 FM on Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. We'll be exploring everything from pop and soul to funk, jazz, and even a touch of hip-hop. Music that spans decades but all connects through good vibes, peace and love, and of course, a little bit of me, Jenny. See you there!
Yeah. Thank you. talk too much. Lover, let me be first to shut you up. Lips like cocaine, gateway drugs.
people say it's my fault. I know what they say starts in whispers.
Welcome back. This is Jesse Bell with you for your Friday morning indie wake-up call right here, right now on CFRC, 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. You just had a nice long music block, once again, jumping all over the various genres that make up this crazy little thing we call music. Kicked it off with Forged Rains and Rush Hour. We also heard from Gerald McGrath with Tiny Tragedy, Colorado with I Got You, Nims with Ships Avant Cher, a little bit of poor Anglo-French for you. We also had some emo rock with Math Club and Good God. Heard from Death Cart with In the Sun. And then we went in a very kind of bubblegum pop-ish direction with A is for Arrows and Go Slow and Rogue Rising, kind of a pop-punky little sidetrack there with If This Is the End. And this is not the end of our show. We've still got a lot of ground to cover, and I want to take us down a slight funk kind of detour off route here. So we've got a couple very funk and funk adjacent tracks for you, starting with Neef with Let Me Know on your Friday morning indie wake up call.
Stay true, but if you Evergreen is burning right. Drifting. Drifting and drifting and drifting away. Drifting. Drifting and drifting and drifting away. Used to be afraid of heights. Wearing my hematite. Get lifted, don't cry.
Meditation, relaxation, sensation, levitation. My mind switches to a new location, higher elevation. Hummingbird, fly, cocoon to butterfly. Open up my third eye, living in the sunlight. Plant life, transformation every night.
Responsibilities. Organization is my biggest enemy. I got better places to focus my energy, but my good man told me there's a party to the three. So yeah, already know what I'm about to do. Hey, I'm finna pull up, party with my just like it's the good old days. Rolling up, singing along the crew. I got money all around me, it's feeling so astounding. Partying like it's the last time. Last time.
we are back one final time for today. This is Jesse Bell with you for your Friday morning indie wake-up call. Just had a very funk-inspired music block. We kicked it off with Neef, that's N-E-F-E, with Let Me Know. Sergeant X Comrade with Drifting. We heard from DuPont Brass with Homecoming. The great Charlotte Day Wilson with Keep Moving. And we're going to keep moving into our final track for today. Comes courtesy of Parkland. This is Don't Have Love. Wrapping up your Friday morning indie wake-up call. Thank you for joining me, folks. And hopefully, I'm not even going to say it. I was going to say next week we might have a seasonal-themed edition, but I don't want to tempt fate. So I will just say, see you next week. I don't know what it's going to look like yet, but I'm hoping the sun will shine. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Until then, thanks for stopping by.
Passing season, you feel this way again. You feel you can go on. You kill, you can't begin. You don't.
Hey everyone, my name is Aiden, and I got something new for you. From 80s Korean to Taiwanese shoegaze and Japanese Vocaloid, I'll be curating you to the deepest corners of the East Asian music scene.